The 260 Dugout Podcast. Welcome to your destination for all things baseball in the Summit City. The 260 Dugout Podcast, presented by the Old Fort Baseball Company. From Little League to Major League Baseball, it's time to go inside the dugout. Here's your host, DC Hendricks.
Welcome in. This is the 260 Dugout Podcast. I am your host, DC Hendricks. Pleasure to be with you all once again with another edition of this podcast. Before we get started, be sure to subscribe, rate, and review. Apple, Google Play, Spotify, and everywhere podcasts are available. Make us one of your favorites by subscribing to keep up. And of course, while you're on Apple, go ahead and scroll on down, click write a review, and let us know what you are thinking of this show. Very excited for this episode, as this is all about highlighting fall ball. And we do have a player that'll be on later on in the episode, but I wanted to highlight someone that's been highlighting the kids, which is that's what this podcast is all about, too. It's all about, you know, giving back to the game of baseball and doing so by promoting a lot of the kids that are playing great ball, doing great things on and off the diamond. And we got someone that's been very active on the fall ball scene and does a great job with baseball around the 260 area. And his name is Newell Phoebus. He is joining the podcast right now. Newell, thanks for coming on.
Thank you for having me. I really appreciate it.
No, I appreciate you for coming on. I know we just started talking like a couple of days ago to kind of get the discussion going about bringing you on. I know you're busy, but definitely appreciate you for making a little time for us.
Yeah, I'm excited to do it.
So let's start off. You know, obviously you're very active in the game today, but I want to go back a little bit and get to know you. You know, how, you know, your ties in the game of baseball. And I'm sure this was you that I ended up finding out, but I looked up, found an article from the Elkhart Truth from 2003 talking about a player that played at Fairfield High School. Does that ring a bell?
Oh, my word. That's, yeah, you're aging me a little bit, but yeah, yep.
So you were a solid ball player. Talk about, you know, how you were as a ball player coming up as a youngster, where you played ball and how you got started.
Yeah, so I graduated from Fairfield in Goshen, Indiana in 2004. Part of some really good teams. Head coach Brody Garber at the time, who obviously a lot of guys know him for basketball now, but was very instrumental in building the Fairfield baseball program. So, graduated in 04, started helping Brody in 05 when I came home from college. Doing the junior high stuff and then hopped on, with the high school scene with him, and just really been doing it ever since, then gotten the travel ball side of things in, 2020 and, still help at Fairfield, but, mostly doing, the travel ball side, really, just a passion for helping kids up here. Just kind of like the same with you, helping kids get to the next level, get the recognition that they deserve. I feel like, you know, being this far north, we really struggle, to get our guys recognized. So, I feel like Jason Ron from Westview and I, we do it together. Mm-hmm. We really work hard at trying to, you know, help the guys do things to help them get noticed, and then obviously do what we can to help them get recognition as well.
Yeah. So how was that turning point for you, you know, because you only graduated a few years before I did. So we're around the same age. So what happened for you? How was that transition, you know, going from being a player to, you know, transitioning into, you know, kind of a, you know, a scout or a coach in some aspect? How was that transition for you, and why did that happen?
It was pretty seamless, to be honest, the way that Brody handled the team and the way that he did things. He was more, you know, he relied on me more so as a player, you know, rather than him doing all the work. He did a really nice job with, you know, developing the guys, so that way when they were seniors, it was more of a player-led thing. And then, I mean, he was all about, as soon as I was done, you know, if you want to come back and coach, you know, I'll have you. I'd love to have you. So really just greatly appreciate him and the mentorship that he gave me along the way. But yeah, it was honestly pretty easy with his assistance for sure.
Yeah, that's awesome. And one thing that you said that really stuck with me already is, you said we struggle a lot with getting recognized in the northern part of Indiana. It does feel like all those Indianapolis schools and even southern of that get all the love while, and not even just schools, a lot of the players. So like, was that something that, you wanted to take that initiative to highlight everything in the northeastern part of Indiana to give that the extra exposure? Is that what ultimately your goal was to begin?
Yeah, for sure. And obviously, when we were in school, the internet and all of the things that we have today, it was a lot different. So yeah, I mean, just trying to get the guys the recognition, guys that work really hard. There's a lot of blue collar kids up here that, they might not be the 6'4", 210-pound guy that they have down there. But, the families around here, really good families, really good kids, guys that just work really stinking hard. And I mean, there's nothing better than, working with a kid and getting him in, to a college to play at the next level. I mean, you can't describe it when you get that text from a kid that said, "Hey, I just committed to such and such college." I mean, it's awesome.
So when you were coming up, when you played at Fairfield, did you come across any players from the Fort Wayne area that you played against? I know I can relate because a couple of players I got to play against when I was, because I was a few years after you. So I got to play against like Jared Parker. I got to play against Kevin Kiermaier. I played against Patrick Vierkamp. I played against Jay County's Josh Lutie, who ended up going to the pros. Did you play, do you remember playing anyone from the Fort Wayne area when you were in high school?
We actually didn't get down there very much. There were two Dygerts that played at Angola that they were pretty good players. And then there was I think his name was Chase Gaff from Cherubusco. At the time, he was a premier player in the area. But yeah, I mean, there were some guys, but definitely not to the extent of what Indiana is right now. Indiana is just absolutely blown up as far as baseball.
Yeah, back then there was only like a few names that felt like they were, definitely ready for the next level. But, talk a little bit about that. Why do you think the talent pool is so much bigger today than it was back then? Why do you think?
I think just the access that the guys have to, workouts and the training and all of the things. I mean, the stuff that we do now, and I even talked to some guys that I coached with or coached, back when I first started, I was like, "Man, I'm sorry that we didn't have the access to this stuff, back when you were playing," because it's insane right now, the stuff that the tools that we can give our guys, like, "Hey, like if you go and do these things, like you give yourself a chance to play." Whereas, back when we were playing, it was like, "Hey, go hit off a tee for an hour, and then go take BP or, go take ground balls." Now it's, "Hey, I don't have to hit you ground balls. You can go get 500 ground balls at home with, glove work and get your arm care in and do all of those things in an hour." Where, when we were in school, an hour for us looked way different than it does for somebody right now.
So these days, so you're talk a little bit about what you're doing. You can talk a little bit about your gigs that you have in baseball right now. I know you work with I know Glen Oaks of the Vikings, Glen Oaks Vikings, and I know you're a GM of I think of a travel program. Talk a little bit about what you do today.
Yeah, I have a full plate. Thankfully, my wife is gracious enough to let me do everything that I do. But I assist.
Hey, tech, real quick, real quick. So, tech, your profile does say husband and father first.
Yes. It might not sound like it here when I go through everything I got going on, but I do still help Fairfield. When I can. My daughter is a senior at Fairfield this year, so the spring is kind of out of the question. And then I do help Glen Oaks mostly on the recruiting side. We've sent some guys up there and that have had some success up there. And then I do run Marucci Prospects Northern Indiana, like I said, with Jason Ron from Westview. We've been running that since we were Midwest Pack in 2020, and then Made the transition to Marucci in 2023. And that's, I mean, I pretty much oversee the teams now rather than coaching and help the guys with recruiting because we have 14 baseball teams right now. And next year we'll have three in the 17U age class. So obviously those guys will be looking to play college baseball. So that's my main focus is helping them and getting them recognized, as well as helping Glen Oaks get some guys up there.
So obviously, I'm sure along the way you've got to scout, and before we even get to today, let's go a little bit in the past. Who are some of the kids that you've got to see, go through the high school ranks and sticking with the 260 area? I know I told you we focus a little bit on the 260 area. So who are some kids that you've been able to see go through the high school ranks and go on to play ball beyond that from the 260 area?
To be honest, we don't get a lot of guys from the 260. We get a lot of guys from like South Bend area, Mishawaka area. Corbin White was a big one. Corbin is at Glen Oaks. He was at Lakewood Park. Just, I mean, if I could have 12 guys like Corbin White on a baseball team, I don't, I mean, we might lose a couple games, but we're sure gonna give everybody every ounce of what we got. I mean, that kid just works his absolute tail off. Then Aiden Lytle is one that he was at Indiana Tech for a minute, but holy smokes, did that kid had an absurd amount of talent. Believe he came out of DeKalb, if I'm thinking correctly. Those are two that ring a bell off the top of my head. I know Jaden Sloniker is up there. Played for us just a little bit. He's up at Glen Oaks as well. He's ready to rock and roll for a good sophomore campaign up there. Jake Jackson is a freshman up there at Glen Oaks too. He came out of the 260. Again, another guy that is going to have a phenomenal freshman season up there. But yeah, that pretty much covers the recent guys from that area. And I mean, I would love to snag some more Fort Wayne guys because there's a boatload of talent down there.
Yeah, and I've seen so what initiated our conversation was, I have been seeing this fall baseball league posting that they were having a fall baseball league here in the 260 area code. And you were one of the people that I've seen do a lot of posts for a lot of the kids' performances for the fall baseball league. So talk about what you've seen at the fall baseball league, what you've enjoyed, and even talk about, because I've seen you even post about some of the 260 kids you've seen recently.
Yeah, honestly, I didn't know what I was getting myself into. I was not sure what to expect, but it is for having six teams of just guys just sign up on their own. It's been super competitive. Like, there's no blowouts. There's no like one team's better than another. It's very competitive. I mean, there's a lot of guys that we run out on the mound that, are sitting. Low eights, upper sevens, which I didn't know what we were going to get ourselves into, but it's been exciting. I talked to Eric yesterday from Crossroads, and I'm like, dude, this has been leaps and bounds better than I could have expected. And just to mention one guy, Carter Irons from Carroll. I don't know if he was on anybody's radar or not, but I know certainly him and I have had conversations, and I know. Ryan Reisendorf from Trine, he helps coach with me, and I know he's been on their campus as well. So I would say, like I said, I don't know who was on his radar before, but he's definitely, in my opinion, his stock is on the rise from this fall ball season for sure.
Yeah, and another kid I wanted to ask you about that you posted about was Caden Poehler. I've seen you post him as well. Talk a little bit about what you've seen from him.
So Caden is a 2028. So I'm actually very surprised when I saw his grad class because he throwing last weekend, I was in my mind, ready to have a conversation and looking through the roster and seeing his grad class. and was very surprised that he has a very bright future. I'm definitely excited to see how he progresses over the next couple of years.
Yeah, absolutely. He plays football too, so two sport star for at least for what I know. But so obviously, like fall ball, at least at the younger ranks, I know fall ball is mainly just to improve, work on some things. Is this still looked at that way? Is just a time for the kids to just get out there and keep playing, and just work on some things they wouldn't normally work on in the spring? Is that still what the kids are hoping to get out of these?
Yeah, I would say that that's still the mentality. It's definitely not an instructional thing. We're not going out, and stopping a play type of thing. But yeah, it's, guys are getting work in. We had actually, I pulled all the kids aside last weekend. It was week two, and just kind of told them, I understand this is fall ball and we're trying to get reps, but understand, myself recruiting for Glen Oaks. Ryan Reisdorf's a part of every game. He's up at Trine. Corbin White from Glen Oaks has been at a lot of stuff. My stepson Cohen Yoder was at Glen Oaks, so obviously he's gonna do his part with helping the guys out. And Keegan Miller and Cade Miller from Indiana Tech are at all of the games as well. So, they have the opportunity to have conversations with guys that are playing college baseball. They are playing in front of coaches, opportunity to talk to coaches and get advice. So, I mean, I don't know anywhere else you can go in the fall to get that. Like, I don't think that the guys probably knew what that they were signing up for that, but guys that want to get to the next level, I mean, that it's got to be exciting to know when you show up on a Sunday to play baseball that you have the opportunity to showcase your talent in front of all these guys.
Yeah, Huntington North has definitely had a lot of players getting recognition in the fall league, as well as Columbia City. But another kid I wanted to ask about to see if you got to check him out at all, Vincent Knipp from Lures. Were you able to check him out?
We've seen him. I think we've seen him up at Glen Oaks as well. There's a lot of potential there. He showcases the ability to play a lot of different positions, a lot of speed. In that 2027 class, he's definitely going to garner some attention when his class rolls around, probably next summer. He's definitely one that I think Ryan and I have both circled to keep tabs on in the spring.
So how do you distinguish you being a recruiting coordinator and also running like a big time travel organization? How do you distinguish the difference? Because I know a lot of programs are pretty transparent with this, but so there's obviously different levels of college baseball, Division One, Division Two, NAIA, JUCO, all that. How do you distinguish the difference for players when you see them play like they could play Division One, and obviously, like, how do you approach that conversation with the kids?
I to be fair, I'm honest with the guys. I don't ever want to be the guy that's like, hey, like you could go play D1 out of high school, and then they focus all their attention there, and that's not what they get. I'd rather be upfront and honest, like, hey, like this is where I see you. If you want to play at the highest level, most of the guys that are like, yeah, I really want to be D1. Well, there's not a lot of guys right now that are D1 ready with the situation that they have at D1 with the roster size. It's like, man, like, let's go play some JUCO baseball for 2 years and see where the chips fall. And other guys, it's, I really want to get into a 4 year and I want to play baseball. So it's like, well, like, where's your GPA? How much money do you want to spend? When do you want to play? Are you good waiting 2 years? All of those things kind of come into play. It's definitely case by case. Some guys that I talk to are like, I'm not interested in playing as a freshman. I'd rather go to a 4 year and just be locked in for those 4 years, and whatever happens, happens, which, I'm excited for them either way. Like, I just want them to have the opportunity to play at the next level. It's not about, I'm not mad at a kid for picking Trine over Glen Oaks at all. Like, I'm equally as excited for that kid as, if he commits to play for me, or if he commits to play for Ryan, or wherever they end up going. But I just want them to have the opportunity, and I just really try to be honest with them and where I see their potential.
That's great stuff. That's why we see eye to eye on everything. This is what my show's about, highlighting the youth, highlighting the next up, and bringing awareness to the game and the 260 area. So, and you're a part of that. So I wanted to bring you on to talk about that. But before I let you go, so how does your schedule work? I mean, you said, you're a husband, father, you got all these different baseball gigs. So in the winter, are you still focused on that, or is that time to be dad? What does the rest of your year look like?
We kind of kick our travel ball stuff in gear kind of around Thanksgiving. So I really try not to do a lot of baseball stuff in October and November. We really, and I, people, I don't think understand how difficult baseball is. I think, the perspective is, you just go out there and play and it's easy. But the game has changed so much since I've been there that we really try to push the guys like, hey, like take the time away from the competitive side and hit the weights and, hit the weight room. Let's get faster. Let's get stronger and do all of those things as far as the mental side goes. So we try to give them that time off, and it gives me some time off as well. That way I can, spend some time with my daughter and, my wife, and we have a younger daughter as well. Gives us some time to be together, and I can train her a little bit when she wants me to. And but yeah, I do very much take her games seriously. I don't go and to a baseball game and scout, and I don't go to a Fairfield game and coach if she's playing, just because I do miss a lot of stuff. So I try to always be there for her games and, be dad and be coach if she needs me to be coach. But most of the time it's, what do you need from me? Do you need me to give you the answer and help you? Or, do you just need to vent on being frustrated? I think both of those things are important as a guy that's a part of, the baseball side of things, and trying to help her and guide her in the right direction.
That's awesome. I appreciate it. I appreciate you for coming on today, talking about what you bring to the game of baseball to Northeast Indiana. Definitely appreciate you making a little time. Appreciate you shedding some light on some of our talented young men in the 260 area playing fall baseball. And keep doing what you're doing. We appreciate it. The baseball community appreciates it. And it's about that time to start kicking it into gear. And it's winter time, so hopefully the kids, like you said, hit the weight room, get faster, stronger, get ready for the spring. But you enjoy the time with the family and look forward to talking with you again down the line.
Yeah, I greatly appreciate your time and having me on.
The 260 Dugout Podcast, presented by the Old Fort Baseball Company.
All right, so we're joined on the 260 Dugout Podcast as we're going to be digging in a little bit to someone that's been shining in the high school fall baseball league, wooden bat league that's taking place at the World Baseball Academy all fall long. We have someone from Huntington North who's been killing it. I think was just named Player of the Week. We have Parker Doherty joining us right here on the pod. Parker, thanks for coming on.
Yes, sir. I appreciate you inviting me on. Thank you very much.
Yeah, very excited. So I would ask how fall's going for you, but it looks like you've been killing it, man. What's been working for you this fall?
Yes, sir. Just keeping it short, keeping it sweet, not too much, not thinking too much, just focusing on getting ready for the upcoming, high school season and just getting into the groove there.
Yeah, and you'll be a junior, to be, but sticking with the fall baseball league first. Is this your first wooden bat league? How's that adjustment been?
So actually I got asked to this past Sunday to join the team real quick because they were short players, and I was like, yes, I'll take the opportunity. So they added me, and it's pretty cool making that impact right away. And wood bat, it's pretty cool. I've done a couple of those in the past and travel, but I mean, fall wood league, I mean, that's pretty cool, and being able to play at another university is pretty special.
Yeah, that's super cool. And you mentioned, that they were needing players. So you already play travel ball as it is, in addition to high school. So talk about the travel program you play for and when you started playing travel ball.
Yes, sir. So, I started 9U is my first year. I'm with the Sluggers currently, but I started out with the Indiana Heat, played there till 12U, and then our team kind of moved to the Indiana Jacks. Went there for 2 years, and then we ended up going to the Sluggers for the past. This will be upcoming my 3rd year here, and
Nice.
I just like the facility. I got 24-hour access, really nice. Got some really good coaches. Austin Snyder, one of them, always there for you. Players coach for sure. Anything you need, any time of the day, man, he'll get you. Whether it's like getting bigger, getting stronger in the weight room, or getting faster, whatsoever. But like he's just always there for you, and it's just nice having a coach that you can almost have a brother with. And it's just that's a great fit. I mean, her record's pretty solid too. So when you win in, everyone's having fun. It's a good time.
It is always a lot easier when you're winning ball games. And I will say too, and attest to you and Coach Snyder, when I think he found out, I think you told him or something that you were going to be coming on the podcast, I got flooded with text messages from your coach about you as a player. And so I feel like I know a lot about you already, but I want to hear from you. Obviously Coach Snyder has some great things to say about you, but for a person that's maybe never seen you play at Huntington North or with the Sluggers, how would you describe your game as a baseball player? What are your strengths?
Honestly, I'm a big contact guy. So, you won't be seeing the home runs out of me, but I don't striking out, that won't happen much. I just like putting the bat in the ball, keep it in play, make the defense work type thing. And then defensively, I mean, in the outfield, nothing drops too much out there. So it's always nice having, I play in the corner for both sluggers on left field for both sluggers and for our Huntington team. So, I mean, we got a great center fielder and Jimmy Linker here at Huntington too. So like it's really fun playing along him and learning from him. So, and same here as the Sluggers, you got Lucas Taylor. I mean, he's a dog. So it's really nice playing with two guys you can trust and always have your back in the outfield. But putting the ball in play and just getting on base and putting pressure on the defense.
That's good stuff. And so you're the leadoff hitter. Does that bring you any additional pressure to you?
It was actually a new spot I recently got up into. Used to be like that worst kid on the team back in Chavo back in the day, leading the team in strikeouts. And so always putting that ball in play, like working my way up to getting up to where I am now and hitting lead off and stuff. But nah, it's kind of nice actually, honestly, being lead off. You got the I mean, you get to test out the waters first. You get to tell your teammates, relay what you see up there and stuff. But honestly, it ain't too much pressure. You get the game going, all eyes are on you, and it's more of a confidence boost if anything.
Love that mentality. You almost have to have that mentality as the leadoff hitter. It's good that you have that for the rest of your teammates.
Yes, sir.
And so, are there any leadoff hitters or any players that you look at, maybe professionally or even players that used to play in the 260? Who do you watch to kind of emulate your game after?
I mean, Huntington, our leadoff, Jimmy Linker. I mean, he's 1 year older. He's been a really good mentor for me in the outfield and obviously at the plate. I've always looked up to him because he's, I mean, he had a great year for us last year and the year before that. But I mean, I look up to him and then probably in the majors, Luis Ariz from the Padres. I mean, he doesn't bat off leadoff every time, but he's usually that top spot because he's just always putting it in play up there. But also, Padres being my favorite MLB team, but. I mean, he always puts the ball in comp play, and I mean, he don't strike out much, and that's pretty impressive, especially at that level.
Yeah, so you're entering your junior season. So I know we've talked a lot about the Sluggers. So tell us about the Huntington North team and the Huntington North program. Describe the Huntington North program to our listeners in case they haven't got to see you guys.
Yeah, so I mean, a new coach in Charles Brenberry or Nolan Brenberry, about a year or two ago. And he came in and changed his program right up. And first year wasn't the best year, but obviously some learning curves with first year and everything. And then man, next year we took a big leap. And I mean, we were right in it with Homestead all the way to the end and sectionals. And really liked the big jump we took. I really think there's a lot of games like there wasn't many games I thought we got beat. We beat ourselves and all those. So I think coming up here like this year it'll be a good year. Got some great. Coming seniors coming back, so I think we're gonna be looking good. Maybe looking to get a sectional title here this year, and hopefully get make the state, but I think they got a lot of promise for the future.
That's awesome. That's some big expectations too. So, like for you personally, going your this will be your junior year on the baseball diamond. What are some things you're working on as you're filling in the fall league, you're playing travel ball. So, what's some things that you're working on right now to take your game to the next level?
Yes, sir. Well, as my, travel coach always emphasizes, weight room's a big thing. I mean, no matter what position you play, you got to be able to strong, be able to hit the baseball, and you got to be able to run fast. So, weight room, big part. Put on some pounds, put on some muscle in certain age groups, trying to throw harder and stuff. Pretty much just putting on some weight. I mean, the hitting will come and all that, but honestly, just put on some mass, some little mass. So,
Yeah, that's good. That's going to help you take it to the next level. It's your junior year. This is a big year. And this is also when the colleges are going to come calling. So definitely be ready for that. You've already been killing it. I wanted to ask you, too, because I tried to bring someone on from the league to talk a little bit about the league. And they said probably next year when they bring it back, they'll talk a little bit more about it. But from your perspective as a player, describe a wooden bat high school baseball fall league.
yeah, I mean, I like the opportunity they give us. I mean, there's a lot of teams. There's a good amount of teams in there. We got a lot of people on there. I like the college experience, though, like, or exposure, I guess you could say. There's a lot of, like, not necessarily huge schools in the area, but a lot of schools that are, like, I mean, around the area that, like, you might be interested to, because obviously D1, I mean, that's up there. But, like, even the small NAIs, like, that's cool just to get looks from them, and, like, they pass on information from here to time to time. So, because you got, like, Indiana Tech there, and, like, obviously Taylor. And then you got, the schools around the area. So that's just cool that, like, they're, watching you, and then just trying to just test out the water, see how you are, and get a good feel for you.
Yeah, that's good. Definitely was needed. I played in a similar league when I was in high school that had a lot of that as well. Local colleges checking out. So, did you guys play at? Well, did you play at Huntington? Is that where you played at?
No, so we play at Huntington these next, not this week, but the week after, and we play there two more, and then we play at Trine here. So, I mean, you got one more week at Trine, and we got 2 weeks in Huntington.
Sounds good. Sounds like a lot of exposure, and I know you're a name that a lot of people need to get used to. So what do you think was the reason that you were named Player of the Week? What did you do that just kind of, took the league by storm?
Honestly, it was last inning, two outs, bases loaded, down by two, and I just came up, first pitch, solid fastball, hit a double, and scored them all, walk off there. So, ended the game, and pretty cool moment.
That'll do it. That'll do it. Parker, you're doing a great job. I've definitely been seeing your name a lot lately. And I know Coach Snyder, like I said, had a lot of great things to say about you. So keep killing it, man. I look forward. I'm going to check you out this junior year. I'm going to come out to one of the games, see you play in person, and keep doing what you're doing this fall. It's all going to pay off, man. I look forward to seeing you.
Yes, sir. I appreciate it. Thank you so much.